wall. Janice,
so like the wall behind the backs, behind the sink and the backsplash.
Sure.
You could.
Sure.
What would you do with a wall like that? Like, would you?
Let's go to the theme they want. It's
yeah.
the theme.
Right? Say this theme is like West Coast beach type theme, because that's quite common. You
oh,
know,
like a nice wave, stormy wave look.
Right in the wall, but not a painting of it.
No.
We're not talking a mural of the stormy sea. We're talking...
I actually have a picture. I did a wall like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're talking just kind of like it would be...
You're just looking at blue waves.
Oh, cool. So you could... And it would just be in the marble, kind of swooshing.
I use glaze and tint.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's not marble or plaster. It's a different... It's an artistic...
And it wouldn't be that outrageously expensive to
do. No.
Oh, well, that's amazing. That's kind of cool.
And that's another thing, you know, if somebody's just...
Alex, stop touching the mic. Just leave it right there. Alex is good. He's what we call in the radio business...
Fidgeter.
He's playing with the mic.
And the dials.
That's why we don't let him sit on this side of the desk. There's too many things to slide up and down. Little lights flashing. He'd just be over here.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button.
There's an ejection button over here. You realize it's wired to your seat.
It's a James Bond studio. If somebody's got like a bathroom and you wanted to add
Grace
those themes,
James Bond, it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, James Bond. I would love.
Oh that. Yeah, the James Bond theme.
The Aston Martin.
Oh, there we go.
You know that was my
the
first
Mini Cooper.
The first time I was ever on TV was 1967 at the P&E in front of the James Bond car
with
cool. the twin machine guns.
Yep.
The CBC came out and did an episode, and my kindergarten class was there, and we were all standing there, and I was like, this is going to be my car one day.
Are you talking about the Aston Martin?
Yeah.
The famous one with the deflector shield and
the
all
machine
that?
Guns and everything.
You know, that just sold recently for $500,000. I think the guy had
Darn! It. I didn't get it.
the guy had it in his collection for 40 years.
Really?
I read about it or heard about it on one of those channels, and the guy donated all the money to charity.
Well, yeah. It's the before they had VCRs, or my mom would have videotaped it, but, you know. It
was yeah. Yeah.
Black and white screen and, you know, black figure. There's Scott, a little tiny hazy outline. That's me, Mom.
So, yeah, are we talking about race cars or talking
you know, the
about
whole
bathroom
theme.
Renovations?
But the whole theme, you know, how you could really theme a house so you could get the waves, the blue. What about in a kitchen? Kitchens need a lot of light, I find. A lot of time they're dreary, kind of boring, and they're dated. They don't have enough windows. And so let's say you didn't want to cut out a huge window and you just wanted to bump it up. I always like yellow in a kitchen or something mm-hmm. bright just to bump it up and make it seem fresh.
Two simple things I like to start with are the cabinets.
Yeah.
It's just refacing the cabinets with a fresh color.
Oh, you can do that.
Yes.
Okay.
And then something maybe light and airy on the ceiling to change that look. I'm keeping it light because you want the light to come in and it not to feel heavy. And then certainly taking certain features, whether it be, you know, cabinets and a bar splash or... cabinets and then simply glazing a tea stain over the walls, warming it up. You can take those old cabinets that are dark and dreary
and kind of hang off
that they're tired of looking at. Put a creamy.
Well, a lot of times the boxes are really good and the mm-hmm. and the hardware is good. Mm-hmm. It's just that they kind of look like they've been weathered. You know, they've been open and shut. You know, 10,000 times and they're just kind of beat up. But I mean, they're actually pretty good cabinets if they were just. And you need to paint them with high quality.
Yes.
What do you use, oil or something?
You can use an oil. You could do that. And or a latex with a nice finish. A nice clear finish. Spray, and they're all sprayed. And
oh, really?
You know, that's $16 to $18 a square foot. That's not that much.
Right. Oh, so you've done quite a few kitchens
mm-hmm.
before, have you?
Yes.
And it's really made a dramatic difference, I bet,
yes.
in the house if you look before and after.
Yes. When you look at the cost, as Alex will attest, is that the cost of redoing a kitchen versus repainting a kitchen. People think to repaint a kitchen, they just have to touch the walls. I've painted refrigerators. I've repainted washers and dryers.
You said what? Refrigerator?
Refrigerators.
You painted the refrigerator.
Lime green once.
Oh, really? How'd that turn out? Cool?
It's beautiful. It was so retro 50s. It was so cool.
See, I'm not a big fan of the black or stainless steel fridges.
Lime green and black. And
lime green sounds cool.
Yellow.
Like, that adds a lot of life to the kitchen, especially if it's, you know, so many of the kitchens are just dull. I mean, I was in one this morning, and it's typical 70s, one door in, you know, one little window above the sink, and it was just dull, old, dreary cabinets, all kind of heavy, and it could really just use something to bounce it up.
Yeah. We have to open our minds to what we can create. And I think a few people, this is the common statement I get back. Well, what will people think? Well, it doesn't matter to me. This is your house you're living in.
Right.
Let's create it for how you want to live.
Right.
A lot of people are worried about what other people will think.
But if you make it nice, it'll probably look 100 times better than the dreary, gee, what do they think? It looks dreary and drab like every second house on Salt Spring. I mean, it's, you've got to be farther ahead if you do something and make it feel warm and some zing and some style. I mean.
Wow. And what about adding some of these features in for resale value?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it would help.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can spruce up a brick fireplace that needs something.
Yeah.
You can often change
it's a good
just
theme.
A fireplace,
yeah.
Which sure, is usually sure. The main focus of a room you walk into.
Right. The main focal point is the fireplace, mm-hmm. And they're all dreary. And
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, we did one. It was a 67 house, and we troweled right over top of all the existing brick. We
really?
Filled in all the brick and all the grout lines with mortar, actually,
right.
Initially. I just troweled it on by hand. And then, over top of that, somebody like Janice can come by.
Oh, somebody like Janice. Not Janice. We're talking about, if there's anybody else on the island
like
Janice, but not Janice. I mean, there's something about Alex doesn't want Janice to come by. Okay,
that's okay, rephrase that.
Hit him.
Get somebody.
Just hit him.
In the back alley, you and I later.
I didn't know her then.
Here, I'll pass you the CFSI stick here. Whack him one.
Stick with two pokes in the eye.
Someone like, if Janice came by.
Yeah.
Say that again. Let's start over again.
Okay.
You troweled it, and then Janice could come by.
Fill in all the grout lines in the brick.
Right.
Eliminate all that fire brick kind of look.
Right.
Then add the feature right onto the fireplace.
That would be
create
cool.
A stone river rock look, right? We talked about that, how you know, field stone just doesn't look right on a fireplace.
Yeah.
But
you've seen
Janice
that,
can add the river rock look.
The river rock
fireplace.
Look is my favorite
and
on
I
a fireplace.
Can, yeah, I can come by with a big honking timber, say a 6x9 piece of fir that's 6 feet long or 8 feet long, and with chamfered edges.
You've got it in your basement, right?
Yeah, I've got it stored away in my basement.
See, Alex is a woodmeister. Alex has, you know, little bits of wood saved from projects. He's a wood hoarder. You know that TV show Hoarders? That's Alex, but for wood.
Yeah. It comes in handy. I'm building a new entryway and fence and everything at home and gates and stuff, and I say to myself, well, I need a 6x9 beam for that and a 5x7 chunk for this and a 5x5 post for that. I go down to my backyard or my basement, and I dig it out.
Yeah.
Well,
you've got all kinds of special little pieces that you've got.
So you can take, you know, it doesn't have to be new wood. You
it's
can
like
take
that,
a piece
that fireplace you did for me. Remember that piece of, what was that, cedar that you put in there?
I can't remember. Was that at your cottage?
At the cabin, yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it was cedar.
It was like this odd little shape, and, you know, you got one of those propane fireplaces. They're just a box that Richard gives you, and you got the chimney, and then you got to box it in, and Alex had this piece of cedar that like was dragged off a beach and dragged behind his car here, but it worked perfect. And then he planed the top off, and it just looks so like it was kind of has that weathered look. And I mean,
and then Janice can come by
or
after.
Someone like Janice, yeah. We know that part.
Now, around a propane fireplace, doesn't have to be fireproof necessarily.
Right.
It can be just framed and drywalled. And the neat thing about any of these plasters is it can go right onto drywall.
Oh, cool.
Now, what Janice and I did in our bathroom is we sheathed the entire bathroom with hardy board, with cement board. And then we troweled all of that with mortar, and then she put this two-stage plaster layer on the cement board in the bathroom. So there's
color, texture.
Color,
right.
Yeah. And it's funny because we were at the paint store in Off Island. I won't say which one.
Off Island.
Yeah.
Paint store.
Oh, well, they're the ones that sell the
material.
I just
see Kevin driving in the parking lot
Kevin.
Right now. Kevin's looking for you, and the guys from Element are sitting there.
Well, they don't have the kind of material that we like to
really?
Use. Yeah. So well, we went Off Island.
What kind is it that you like to use?
It's Home Depot brand. It's bare.
Don't say that word on the air. Mark that.
Well, you asked. So here we were. We're there. And we picked out these paint samples, and we said to the paint guys, look, we want this plaster this color. And they both looked at us and said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that.
You just took the plaster and you wanted, what, the paint?
A paint color in the plaster.
Custom.
Yeah.
And they put, what, the paint?
Tint.
Tint.
In
right
the plaster.
In the plaster.
How do they get it in the plaster?
You just put it in like like
tin. But
like
the plaster comes
paint.
In a bag, doesn't it?
Nope, no. Plaster in a can.
Oh, plaster comes in a can.
Yeah, just like a paint can.
5 gallon pail.
No,
1 gallon.
1 gallon.
Plaster does.
Yeah,
yes. 1 gallon pail.
Venetian plaster.
Yeah. So then you add the paint color in there.
And that's correct.
Tell me Slag doesn't have this. Of course they do. You can't get
not it. Not Bear, like the real, the Bear brand.
I worked with many plasters.
And the Bear is the best?
I honestly, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And we even painted our house with Bear paints. Yeah.
So much for all our local sponsors. They're all out there burning
everything
up
else,
their contracts.
Mostly everything else came from Odd Island. But, yeah. Anyway, so what we did is we just picked some colors right out of the paint scheme. Added the tint to the material.
Right, and now, do you just...
And they just mixed it up like paint.
But if you mix it really hard, you would get the consistent... You just mix it a little bit.
So I've done that, too.
So then you would get just
marble,
like... it would,
right.
Real cool marble.
It would be like a, you know, a real thick latte look.
That's right. It doesn't have to be solid.
So you just mix it in a little bit. Or do you always... You can mix it in a lot, or you always
do? No, we always go right true to the color.
Oh, okay. But then you get two cans of different colors?
We've done that. Yeah, we did that.
That's exactly what we did. And now the advantage of that is you can put more of one color. Say in one room you put more of one and then you layer the lighter one over top. Or in the
So do you get like one of those trowel boards like the old plasters used to use?
Oh, yeah. This is what, you know, Alex watched me do this and he couldn't stand doing what he was doing. He came over and said, can I do that?
Oh, I've got a house for you to do. I've got a house for you to do. I saw it yesterday. I don't want... It's an active listing by another realtor. She's really sweet, Sandra Smith. Yeah. It's listed with Sandra, and I won't advertise her listings. I'm not allowed to. But she's got a house listed right now, and this is a free plug for you, Sandra. You owe me a coffee. That house, if somebody with... Or no, if somebody would hire you, Janice, not another
not
person.
Not somebody like Janice.
But if somebody would hire you to go in there and do that, this house is like 1899 house.
Beautiful. Oh, okay.
And you know those old houses from 1899? If a house from that era has 10-foot ceilings, it was a mansion back in the day. Mm. Like houses from the turn of the century were typically, you know, 800 to 700 square feet. I mean, they were small. If you were lucky, they were 900 square feet with a small attic, a couple bedrooms up. That was a typical turn-of-the-century home. So if you see a house that has 10-foot ceilings, monster-dimension rooms, monster bedrooms, in the day back at the turn of the century, that was a mansion.
Oh, yeah, servants and servants' quarters like and things like that.
The woodwork in this house, like the wainscoting, is to die for. I mean, it's all fur, original fur. But then the plaster going up, I mean, it needs to be redone, but it could just be incredible.
That would be fun.
Now, do you think something, an addition of something like what Janice does to a house like that can improve the resale value?
It needs it. I mean, that house would, especially if you did it and you kind of antiqued it, so it made it look not crisp and new, but made it look just kind of like it was... older, but, you know, redone.
Yeah, the old world textures from old Europe.
Oh, it could be just stunning. Frescoes. I mean, you know, just absolutely stunning. I mean, that could just be... Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the kind of house that you want to... If you have something like that, a feature room or a feature area that you really do and you make it just incredible.
But that's the neat thing about the plasters and or tea stains that she does.
You could do it to any house.
You can do it to any house. You can add... excitement into regular rooms.
Well, that's the problem
kids
with
rooms,
half our
bathrooms, everything.
I mean, I wouldn't do it to a kid's room. They grow up too fast. They wreck their rooms anyways.
I did a peppermint pink raspberry swirl on a lady's wall because the a girl's wall because her mom loved zebra stripes.
Oh, yeah.
So I hand drew zebra stripes as a crown molding and did this. And she... That was her last bedroom she was getting because she was leaving the house at 18.
But
she
if you take those 70s boxes that we have, you know, we have a gazillion 1970 boxes on the island here, just rectangular, ugly box, Salt Spring houses. Those are the houses that could really use a zing up. I mean, really something.
Definitely,
just
definitely. You know, even a simple addition of some crown molding. It doesn't have to be colonial style. It can be flat stock in a couple of layers, and I can do crown molding, and then Janice can come by and do a ceiling in multiple colors, and then add a bit of wainscoting, or it can be really clean, simple, modern looking. Doesn't have to be old or traditional 1900s style.
Yeah.
Well, with that, it's Scott Simmons here from 1% Realty, and we're at the Radio Real Estate Show today, live on Salt Spring Island. For those of you listening off island, online. Thank you very much. Now, we're going to continue the show, but we're going to stop for a quick commercial break. And today's guest, I have Alex from Portside Woodworker and Janice from...
Unique Design.
Unique Designs. And so we'll be right back after the words from our sponsors. So don't turn that dial. We'll be right back. Stay on the road.